Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses today's AI news into 5 minutes. OpenAI is sharpening its enterprise AI strategy with the launch of ChatGPT Work, a new agentic platform designed to automate workplace tasks, alongside the broader rollout of its GPT 5.6 models. The company says ChatGPT Work can operate across applications and files, execute long-running tasks, and produce business documents, presentations, and spreadsheets, allowing employees to delegate complex workflows. The launch marks a shift in OpenAI's enterprise pitch, focusing on performance per dollar, arguing that enterprises deploying AI at scale increasingly care as much about operating costs as raw model capability.
The GPT 5.6 models are now generally available through ChatGPT, Codex, and the OpenAI API. OpenAI has priced its flagship model, Sol, at $5 per million input tokens and $30 per million output tokens, with lower-cost tiers called Terra and Luna for organizations scaling deployments. Sol handles complex reasoning work. Terra targets mainstream enterprise tasks, and Luna is designed for high-volume, lower-cost use. The company also introduced two new reasoning modes. Max allocates extra compute for complex problems, and Ultra coordinates four AI agents in parallel to accelerate demanding workflows.
10 to 20 times. That's how much higher many enterprises are seeing their AI token costs run compared to initial projections, according to reporting from InfoWorld. It's a strategic miscalculation that's drawing attention from CFOs.
On the topic of AI costs, InfoWorld reports that the crisis was predictable, mirroring early cloud computing spending. Enterprises with mature financial operations, or FinOps programs, are now applying those same cloud cost management lessons to wrangle AI token spending.
Companies like Priceline and Smartsheet are deploying dashboards for real-time visibility into token consumption, with reports going directly to the CTO and CFO. A technique called showback is emerging as particularly effective. Companies attribute AI spending to the responsible teams, creating accountability. OpenText has reported that implementing this approach can reduce token costs by 20 to 30% within a few months.
CrowdStrike Security Research has identified 5 new prompt injection techniques that could leave enterprises at risk. Prompt injection attacks trick large language models into accepting instructions a human would recognize as dubious.
The new techniques include trigger-activated rule addition, where attackers add a rule that looks innocuous but can be triggered later to cause strange behavior, and unwitting user context data injection, where malicious instructions are hidden inside seemingly harmless context data a user provides. CrowdStrike advises that teams can guard against such attacks by threat modeling every place model context can originate, expanding testing, and extending detection engineering to include these composite attacks.
Anthropic announced that UST, a digital transformation solutions company, has deployed Claude to 20,000 engineers for chip validation and physical AI workflows.
According to CIO Dive, agentic AI is straining legacy IT systems. Google's 2026 State of AI Infrastructure report found that more than 4 in 5 organizations need to upgrade their tech stacks to support AI agents at scale.
Australian Payments Plus, which operates payments infrastructure across Australia, says its teams are moving faster with ChatGPT Enterprise and Codex. The company reports that 77% of surveyed employees save more than 2 hours each week using ChatGPT, and Codex helped cut investigation time for complex reconciliation issues from 4 hours down to 30 minutes.
One thing to try. If you use Claude Code on desktop, check out its new in-app browser. Claude can now pull up documentation, designs, or any other site directly within the app.
It can read, click through, and interact with web content the same way it does with your local build. The feature is sandboxed and configurable. You choose whether browsing sessions persist. Just make sure to update to the latest version of the desktop app.
That's Compact Conversations for Saturday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.